Can I just rest my feet? Can I spin round? That's all right.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first, very first podcast that I am doing on my new bit of kit that I bought called the Rodecaster. So,
Rodecaster Pro.
Welcome. I'd like to welcome you to the show. Very first show, so the sound is going to probably be terrible. We're going to mess everything up. I'm here with my beloved, beautiful, gorgeous, the one and only Gemma Mendes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you this evening? Everything good?
Very well. It is 9:15. We've got the babies asleep. I've got a glass of vino in my hand. I'm very happy.
Excellent. Excellent. So, to anyone who ever listens to this, if you ever do, then please excuse the sound issues. It's the first time I've set it up. I've tried my best. I've got some microphones. I've got the boom mics. I've got... Oops. See, there you go. That's a good example.
You need to take a picture.
So I'll take a picture.
It
is very echoey. The bigger the room, the echoey it is. The echoey it is. So I need to play around with it and work out what's the best thing to do. But I've been playing around with the settings. I think we've got the settings to try and make our voices sound like we're on the radio. So whether that works or not, we shall see. Can you hear yourself on your headphones, Gemma?
I can.
Yeah, everything okay there?
Yeah.
So, so I've got this new bit of kit. I'm going to do a podcast with my friend Bob, but I'm sat here and I think it'd be nice if... See, ooh. Could you hear that? That's you putting your glass of wine down.
My glass of wine down.
Ridiculous.
The echo. Let me do it again. You ready?
There you go. So I've got some sound effects there.
Oh,
look.
My goodness.
So that was Gemma putting her wine down. So I think that'll be happening quite a lot, to be honest with you. So she's not scared of wine. So every time you hear...
I'm not scared every of him
time,
either, so.
Every time you hear that... That's probably Gemma having another glass of wine.
No, I'm actually going to find something now that I can.
She's now trying to find something that will muffle the noise of her. You can't put it on your phone, so you just put
it
on her phone.
Because it's rubber.
Yeah, but then it's still probably pick
no,
it up.
Right.
Right, now put it back down.
I'm going to have a zip in my wine. Just so you could know I'd have a zip.
Okay, that's better. Okay, see? So. Putting your wine glass on your iPhone seems to be the thing that you do, I guess. So, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
So, so we're going to have our first little recording. Might share it with some people, might not. probably not. But it's a nice little practice for me. I'm going to chew the fat with Jim for a little wine. Wine? There you go. Going to chat. Chew the fat with Gemma for a little wine.
That's
so there
after
you go.
One bottle.
Yeah. So anyway, what should we talk about? Let's talk about the very first time that you found out that you were having twins.
Oh gosh. So
when was that? You're a bit. I think you could come a little bit closer to my.
I won't come closer because I can feel. I can hear myself. Well, there you go. That sound better?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Go on. Give it a go.
So. We went on holiday in all. That sounds better. We went on holiday August 15th.
That's because I muted myself.
That's even better. We went on holiday August 15th, and after that holiday,
I'm not on mute anymore.
Oh, great.
I am listening. Go on, I'll turn myself down.
You asked me to. So, August 15th, after August 15th holiday, we decided to. Try and make babies, as you do. Nothing happened. You're such a dick.
No, but it didn't take long, right?
No, it didn't actually,
yeah.
Although I didn't know. So 6 weeks later, I was feeling ridiculously sick. Mace said that I was pregnant because my body changed significantly. I didn't believe him because of girl stuff. Went to the doctors. He'd done a pregnancy test and he was like, congratulations, you're pregnant. if you're feeling sick, you're about 6 weeks pregnant. Mace was in Liverpool. So I came back. I phoned Mace up and I was like, guess what? We're pregnant. He was like, please don't talk anymore because I'm going to crash. I was like, okay. So I went round to my nana's house. I popped into Tesco's first and bought one of those pregnancy tests that tells you how long you're actually pregnant. Went over to my nana's house, told her that I was pregnant, came back, done the pregnancy test, and it said 3 weeks plus, which didn't really help.
And then she was pregnant. Not once. But twice.
there was a little scare at 8 weeks. Had to go to the hospital, had a scan, and I just had a real gut feeling because of how my body changed so significantly and how ill I was, that there was potentially twins there. Mace didn't know anything about it. Took him to.
So I think you need to explain for the audience who this Mace person
is. So we've got John Mason, my husband to be. And he has always called himself Mace because of his surname, Mason, and it's always been for me, Mason, Macy, so I always call him Mace now rather than John. So, yeah. So
thanks for clearing that up. Thank you.
No worries at all. So then we went to have the scan, and it was a little Chinese lady, and there was two other people there. And she was doing the scan, and she was there for ages, and it really got me worried. Mace was to my left-hand side, I was on the bed, and there was two trainees at the bottom of my bed and this little Chinese lady. And I said to this Chinese lady,
what were they doing? What were the trainees doing?
I don't know, they were just
looking into your vagina.
I wasn't going to go that far. That it was.
Is that all they were doing, just looking in your vagina?
Quite possibly. And then
it's like a poor man's porn hub.
Yeah, but it's you're ruining the whole.
No, I'm just asking. I forgot that there was trainees there. I remember the little Chinese person.
Yeah, the little Chinese person. There was trainees, and she asked, and she went, "Do you mind?" And I went, "No," because I didn't know what to expect, and I had to have an internal examination rather than an external, which made it slightly more awkward. But however, everything was covered up, and it was fine. And she was there for ages, and it got me worried. So I just said, is everything okay? And she was like, yes, 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 everything's fine. Just could you bear with me for one moment? And I was like, of course I can. And I was there. She was prodding and poking a little bit more. And then...
This was outside, right?
No.
This is on your belly?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's why I didn't want
was
to
Was I looking
in.
Away?
No, you were there by my side. So then Mace will tell you the rest of the story because I've got... So I didn't know anything about it, and Mace obviously saw the screen.
Yeah. I kind of... Yeah, so there was a screen. It looked like... I guess it looked like an image from Star Trek, like where you kind of like look out of a window, or they've got a pit... Like there's an image of Star Trek where like Captain Picard or... I can hear you vaping.
Can you turn me back? Can I turn myself down when I'm vaping?
You can't. I can.
Well, what I'll do is I'll hold up my hand when I want to vape.
Okay, you let me know, and then what I'll do is I'll fade you out. So I've got to fade her out. She wants a vape. So, yeah, so looking out this porthole into the stars, and there was this kind of like, it was just all black. And the little Chinese woman, I should have got a name really, shouldn't I, really? Because she was quite, you know. She was a major part of my life and mine and Gem's life, but I don't think I ever got a name. But so I do apologise. But so this little Chinese woman had a look around outer space, this black void, and there was this little kind of little star thing, as if you was looking up in the sky, into the sky, completely black sky, and there's this little star, and she goes, "Oh, look, look." Sorry about that. Please. Don't report me to... oh, look. Little star, look. It's a heartbeat. That sounds Greek. It's a heartbeat. Anyway, I'm not even going to do that accent. It's a little heartbeat. Heartbeat. And as she's saying heartbeat and Gemma's grinning, oh, yeah.
You got a baby.
You got a baby. I kind of like, out of the corner of my eye, like Captain Kirk that I am... kind of like I've noticed another little planet kind of at 3 o'clock, kind of five. So like the first heartbeat was like 11 o'clock. And then I just see this other little kind of star and I'm thinking, oh my God, she's going to tell me that's another star, isn't she? And as soon as kind of like that thought crossed my mind, sure enough, she goes, oh, look, another little star.
So
you got twins.
I'll carry on from there. So I was like,
Will you?
Yes.
No, I haven't finished.
No, but I have. You have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I finished apparently. So
then the first thing that I said is, oh my God, I knew it. We're having twins. The first thing May said is, I've just doubled the amount of kids I've got in the space of 5 minutes. Go on, now you can speak more.
Well, you did, yeah. So, it was good. And like, it was frightening. It was good. It was one of those things. So just, you know, if you don't know me, which you probably might do or you might not, I've got an elder son of 25. I've got a son of 15 from my previous marriage. And so I'd been through the kid thing twice. And I don't think anything prepared me for this, to be honest with you. It was a bolt out of the blue. We'd only just moved. We'd not long since moved into a house, and we didn't think we could probably...
5 months.
Yeah, 5 months. We didn't think we could probably do that, actually. We didn't. And hats off to my friend Steve. Hang on, let me do a sound effect. Steve Keague, big shout out to Steve Keague. We went to see our friend Steve, who is a mortgage advisor, and sorted us out and managed to get us into the house that we're in now. I'm a man. Men worry about money. We do. There's no way you can get around it. We worry about cash. It's a simple fact. And when it was two, it was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I know that's going to be at least double the amount of money and work and effort and heartache. And so at least double. But at the same time, yeah, it was exciting. It was Gemma had said that she wanted two kids. So I was kind of like...
I wanted two girls.
Two girls. But
I got them.
Well, hang on a minute. You're jumping ahead.
Sorry.
Come on. You've just spoilt the whole thing for our listeners. I was going to build this up over four episodes or five... nine. We was going to do a month, 9 months. Nine episodes leading up, and you've just told everybody that we've got twins. Actually saying that, everyone probably knows that. Millie and Tilly Mason. @MillieAndTillyMason on Instagram. If you want to follow our girls, you can follow our girls. So, we were shocked, I think, for about I don't know. Was we shocked? Oh, no, we were shocked, but we were pleased.
I sort of expected it to a certain degree, and I think it was... I think the more fun that we had was telling our family, and because we had to keep it a huge secret because it was such a high-risk pregnancy, because I only had one placenta. I was scanned every 2 weeks. I had to have a lead-in... paediatrician from a London hospital come down and scan me.
Guys,
for 2 weeks.
I think. Was it guys or?
I thought it was.
Or the Royal London?
No, it was the Royal London.
Royal London.
I'm sure he works at Royal London.
Not the insurance company.
So he came down, he was scanned every 2 weeks, plus obviously I had my midwife appointments, plus my normal scan appointments. So yeah, work wasn't very much pleased.
Work wasn't? Why wasn't work pleased?
Because I was literally out every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you was pregnant with twins, so...
Yeah, I know. And you could do that.
Yeah, so... so when was this? Like, let's get the dates right.
So we had the holiday as well that you booked before I was pregnant.
So that was two...
That was 2015 that I fell pregnant. So September... So probably in the middle of September I found out. Then it was leading up. We knew that we was having twin. Well, no, we knew we were pregnant. We knew we were pregnant in September. Then we found out it was pregnant with twins October. You booked a surprise holiday for me to go and see my mum.
Oh, right, that's right.
That you didn't even know about. And that was my Christmas present. And I opened it up and I was like,
started crying. Yeah.
I did. Because I was a little bit worried because of the whole flying aspect with twins.
Yeah.
I went and saw my mum, I was 4 months pregnant.
Scottsdale, Arizona. Nice place. Lovely place.
Yeah.
So, hang on, I'm confused. So I booked that.
You booked that before I was pregnant.
Before you was pregnant, but you went away with the twins.
In my belly.
In your belly. So how long was it? I was four months pregnant. I've lost track. You went away on your own.
I went away on my own.
For a week, was it?
I think it was a week. It was my Christmas present.
I can't remember that.
Yeah.
You've been to America so many times, I forget.
I went because Mum and Colin were away for 6 months. So as a surprise, you booked it. Didn't think in a million years I'd get pregnant straight away.
Right. Yeah, I forgot all about
that.
Like,
I was 4 months pregnant and you was like, oh my goodness.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. I really did. Really did forget about you going away on your own.
Yes, I went away. I had my little bump on Christmas Day.
What was that like? I don't think we've ever really talked to you. So you went away, stayed with Mum and Colin. So Mum and Colin, for our listeners, Colin and Gemma's mum, Lorraine.
They've been together
8.5 years. He got a job out in Scottsdale, Arizona, doing some football training for...
And he was working as building up an academy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you went out there. They'd bought their flat by now.
They'd bought their house by then. So I was staying out there.
Was it hot? Because Arizona, Scottsdale was hot.
No, it wasn't.
Hot.
It was January.
Damn hot.
It was pleasant. I can remember going out on a bike with Mum. But I didn't do that much because everyone was a little bit worried because I was pregnant. But no. It was really nice, and we managed to get some really good bargains in like the Ralphie shops and stuff like that. So I came. That was a picture. There was a picture that I sent Mace where literally the double bed that I was staying on was absolutely covered in like clothes and everything because like Mum was extremely excited. I knew we were having girls by that time as well. So we had on Alfie's birthday. I had a scan. It was my 16-week scan, and I took my nana. Mace couldn't make it.
Hang on, you're not in Scottsdale now.
This is before then.
So you're jumping around.
I always jump around. It's fine. So
we've got to have a bit of structure to this. Come on.
Okay. So before Christmas, it was my 16-week scan. It was on Alfie's birthday, which was the 17th of December, and I knew I'd read up that you could potentially find out the sex. But they're not supposed to tell you until 20 weeks because everything's then fully developed. And I wanted my nana to be there because my nana was the first person, apart from John, that I told that I was pregnant because the time difference, because my mum was in Arizona at the time, and the time difference, I couldn't tell her, so I needed to tell someone. She's like my second mum. I absolutely adore her. She came with me to that scan, and I was keeping this... the sonographer like really sweet, and I was like, is there any chance it'd be like
what the hell is
best?
That I have no
the
idea
lady, the man that scanned you, I think they're called a sonographer.
Puts gel on your belly, the lady or the man who puts gel on your belly.
So they
you
had,
keep talking, I'll have a look.
So I was keeping him sweet and I was like, it will be the best Christmas present ever, my nana's here, blah 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 blah. And they said,
a sonographer is a healthcare professional who specializes in the use of ultrasonic imaging devices to produce diagnostic images, scans, videos, three-dimensional volumes of anatomy and diagnostic data frequently array. Oh, that's too much. It's just boring me. So, yeah, I think you're right. Sonographer.
Sonographer. Yeah. So he scanned and he was taking lots and lots of pictures. And he was like...
Of himself scanning, like selfies?
No. No, with my belly, and my nana was like really, really laughing. She was like, oh, you've got beautiful babies and I'm able to scan. So I probably had about 15 scan pictures. She was like, please don't tell the consultant no, because I'll get into trouble. And they scanned one, and he was like, no, it's a girl. And my nana laughs and she'll still tell this story to this time. And she was like, and I came out and said, what, there's no willies? Are you 100% certain that there's no willies? And my nana was cracking up and she was like, no. And I was like, can you just scan the other one just to make sure, even though I knew that they were identical. And he was like, okay. So we scanned the other one. He was like, nope, definitely no willies. And I was like, ah. And
so what? So why? So explain to me, the listeners, what was the thing about that you really wanted them to be girls? What's that about?
We had, so in our house, we've got Mace, we've got...
Hi.
We've got Dan, that's the eldest, that's 25. We've got Alfie, that's almost 15.
Moved in with us recently. It's not, he did have a life, but then he had this relationship.
No, we won't even go there. He's absolutely adorable. So John's got two boys from a previous marriage who I absolutely adore. However, they are completely into football. There is so much testosterone in the house.
Not true.
The Christmas that we had when I found out that I was pregnant.
I cook.
That he did cook, and he always cooks an amazing dinner. However, they were playing on the computer. They were just doing boring men stuff. And I was like, he does iron. But I need... He doesn't fill the dishwasher.
I do fill the dishwasher.
But then I have to rearrange it because otherwise it doesn't wash. Hence why on this particular occasion today, I've gone to empty the dishwasher and nothing's clean because he's literally just stacked it all in a dodgy pile. So I've had to restack it all in and rewash it again. So he cannot stack the dishwasher for his life, but he does some amazing things and I love him to pieces, but he can't for shit fill the dishwasher. So he just leaves it on the side and that makes me even more happy. So then I can do it myself and then we don't have arguments because when he sees me rearranging it, he gets into a really...
But every bloke's like that. You speak to any bloke... I defy any bloke listening to this not to get annoyed when they fill a dishwasher and rearranges it.
You do it mindfully and you don't think about... The problem is it's a machine. I cleaned that dishwasher out today after Mace used it. There was two pieces of glass where he'd broken a wine glass in the dishwasher and he had not cleaned it out. There was no salt in there, there was no thing, so I had to clean it all out and put it and stack it properly. Yes, I know, but if you stack everything on top of each other, it's not a fucking machine that moves the plates out of the way to clean the backs and the fronts of it, is there? You need to be able to do it so the water and the spray thingamajigger beads could get in between both of the plates and the cups and the bowls and whatever it is. You don't. You stack it on top of each other and that's why it doesn't clean. It's not a handyman inside going, oh shit, that's moved out of the way. Let me just move that out of the way. You have to move it so the machine works for you. Otherwise, I end up having to do it again.
Oh, I think you've been a bit unfair, to be honest with you. So yeah, she always restacks them. I'm feeling really kind. She always restacks the dishwasher. But anyway, look, you're right. You do restack the dishwasher. Anyway, it is fucking annoying.
So yeah, there was too much testosterone in this house.
My brother. Well, if you compare,
My brother came over for Christmas as well, and it was full of football. It was full of the PlayStation games, and I was sitting there and I was bored. I needed princesses, I needed unicorns, I needed sparkles, I needed glitter, I needed pink, and I needed pizzazz. And the only way that I was going to get that is to be able to get girls in this house to back me up and be on mummy's side. And I got two of them.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I think you're being a little bit unfair as to the kind of male... even before the twins, it was never really a male-dominated house. You're the boss. You've always been the boss. You've always called the shots. You've always ruled the roost. It's your way or the highway.
There's been a lot of football.
But not to the extent that I personally feel that you would find in other people's homes.
But if there was other people's homes with girls in there, they'd be dancing and... sparkles.
And there is now.
But there wouldn't have been. If we had two boys.
So we went, let's go back to the original question. So the original question was, why was it that you was kind of like so wanting girls? I don't buy it was just because you wanted to even up the perceived male dominance in the house. I don't buy that at all. That's bullshit.
I needed to even out the testosterone, but I also I wanted to be able to dress them pretty. Yeah, I wanted to be able to do but their that's, hair. That's the more. That's, I wanted but, to do admit, dancing with them. And
admit it, that's.
But I wanted that's, to be able to do the, it with
that's
boys.
That's the first reason.
And I did not want to be standing out there.
But that's the first reason. In my opinion, and if you're honest with yourself, I think you would agree with me. The whole male dominated household thing, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
They're messy.
Okay, just let me finish. Calm down.
You're messy now.
No, but I get that. But I personally believe, and I think if you was being honest with yourself, that there's a more that the more there's another reason above that, and the reason above that is
some little best friends. Because you like, wanted I've two got girls. Relationship. You I wanted the relationship up. That I've got with my mum, and I wanted to be able to dress them pretty, yeah, and absolutely. I wanted to be able
so
to
why
go out.
Why
on,
didn't you say that? Why did you give
because,
it?
Because
that was a second reason, wasn't it?
No,
it was.
If I was having boys in this house, it would be I would be full of mud. I'd be rained on every Saturday, every
You'd be
Sunday.
Fucked.
I would be fucked, and I would be.
I got to admit that.
To be fair, if I'd had twin boys, as hard as it's been having my twin girls, I would have tried for another, just to see if I could get a girl.
Yeah,
100%, 100%. But literally, as soon as I got my girls, he was within. Whilst he was on paternity leave, he went straight down the clinic, and
yeah.
I made him get an appointment.
Do you know? I've had this. We'll do it for another episode. You can milk it though. You can milk it, but we'll do that for another episode. The whole snip thing, chaps. Any chaps out there listening? Any ladies out there? Don't let them listen to my snip episode.
Oh, it's hilarious!
Because they'll never go through with it.
It was.
No,
so
let's
funny.
Let's leave it. Let's leave okay. it. Sorry, let's go back. So what are we up to? Month four. You went to Arizona.
Knew he was having girls. Went shopping. Like, it was the first...
And do you know what? It's weird. When I look back on it, I don't think we did anything particularly different to when you're just having one. Yeah, I think the only key things that I thought were different were the frequency that we used to go and see the gut, you know, because like the whole...
We
live in Thurrock in Essex, and you know the advice we got very early on was you need to come and see us every month. You
no,
need
it
to
was every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Every
okay.
2 weeks. Oh. With
every
the...
2 weeks. You need to come and see us every 2 weeks. Apparently, there'd been some really poor. I think Thurrock had really poor model twin mortality rates, and so that was kind of it was kind of worrying because when they tell that to you, but then actually when you actually go through that process of going to see him every two weeks, and well, it's scary but reassuring because you know you're going to go and see him every couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's basically what it is when you've got identical twin girls. With me, I had one placenta, two sacs, which basically means the babies were feeding off of one placenta. So what it is they scan the babies to make sure they are pretty much of identical sizes, masses, and they're as similar as possible. If they drop below a certain percentage, that means that one baby is getting more blood than the other through the placenta.
Greedy. There's a greedy goat in the pack.
Which basically means that potentially both babies could die. So I would then have to go to the Royal London Hospital and have my placenta lasered in half to be able to give the babies the best chance and survive on their own through their own placenta. Thankfully, I never had that, and my girls were fit and healthy throughout my whole
Yeah, but
pregnancy.
it was reassuring, right?
Oh, 100%.
I guess my point, Gemma, is that whilst it was scary to learn that Thurrock had quite a bad history of twin mortality, mm-hmm. it was reassuring to know that they were doing something about it,
Absolutely.
That we'd have lots of attention, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the times I came with you, I didn't have any issues with it. They were always very clear, very focused, very, you know, they'd explain everything very clearly. Yeah. And, so I guess from my perspective, it was a different scenario to when I had my first two boys, because like you know you didn't get that level of attention, you didn't get that level of focus from the NHS. God bless the NHS, by the way. But and that was pretty much all Basildon. I think we went to Southend a couple of times.
So they alternated a bit. The paediatrician was in, I think it's a paediatrician, I presume so. He was in Basildon on one of the two weeks, and then Southend the other. So I was alternating it.
This is Essex, by the way. To all you listeners elsewhere in the country, up north, yeah. Essex, proper Essex.
Dr. Singh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was. I remember him well. And who's the girl? Who?
Beth.
That's it. Beth. And she had a baby as well, didn't she?
Just as well.
So anyway, you got to Phoenix, 4 months. Well, I don't know what I did. What did I do for a week? Oh, I must have chilled out so much. I must have been the fucking best week of my life.
He was winding us up. He was like, so what do? Do I book in a cleaner for the week?
Oh man, I don't even remember. That whole 9 months went so quick. And I'd even forgotten you went away on your own.
I'm trying to think
what I did.
Then we went
when was it? Was it in January?
It was in January.
And then you went away
in March, yep. No, that I went away.
On your own?
On my own.
I need to have a look on Facebook and see what I did. I must have had such a fucking chilled out. It must have been so good for me.
I've got no idea.
I have no idea.
And then we've got the March.
You can move on to March. I'm still trying to think what I did in that January. So that would have been January 2016.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of West Ham games.
It's only a week.
Yeah, I know, but... I missed you. I did miss you.
Had your dinner, gone straight to bed.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe I don't remember it because I was just absolutely shit-faced every night. I don't know. I have no idea. And then just did some cleaning on the Sunday before you came in. I don't know. But anyway.
I'll probably pay someone to come in and do the cleaning.
We'll come back to this one, definitely. I need to work out what I did in that week that you was away. Yeah, I'll have a look. So you came back, and then within a couple of months, we was back out again.
Together. Yeah, but that was, we'd booked that in...
Gemma and I have been very fortunate to make some really good friends out in America. We love America. We've often in the past talked about moving out there. We're fortunate in the fact that Gemma's mum and her stepdad, Colin, have got a place out in Phoenix. But we've also made some really, really good friends out in South New Jersey in a place called Bridgeton, which is probably, it's nearer Philadelphia than it is to what you would probably traditionally know as New Jersey, you know, like New Jersey Sopranos, right? You know, just basically have a 10-minute drive to Manhattan. They're like 2 hours drive down south, more near. Yeah, so they're like two and a half hours, is it, from Newark?
2 hours.
And yeah, and we've been out there ridiculous amount of times. Fantastic family. We'll talk a bit more about them. But so we went out there and basically we surprised them, just turned up on their doorstep, which was fun.
It's funny because we're always messaging each other, WhatsApping, FaceTiming, and they basically say to us on several times, oh, come round, we've got a barbecue coming, and we was itching to do that. We was wanting them to say, we've got a barbie, come over and we're going to have some fun. Unfortunately, it didn't happen like that because there was a flower display thing that Tammy was going to and Jeff was doing something else. So we actually contacted one of our friends through them.
Tammy and Jeff are obviously the names of our friends.
Yeah, Tammy and Jeff are...
I'll keep you in the picture. Sorry. She'll carry on talking and I'll explain. I'll fill in the background.
Yeah, no, Tammy and Jeff are our friends that we met in Florida. And you've got Kimmy, who was with a guy called Pill.
They don't need to know everybody's name. Everybody who knows in Philadelphia.
That's who.
In New Jersey.
No, but that's who. We contacted... Kimmy.
We went, look.
Let's cut to the chase.
Okay. We went out there, we surprised them. We turned up.
We surprised them. We went to Kimmy. I was trying to explain who Kimmy was. We went to Kimmy's house, and then Kimmy arranged for Tammy and Jeff to come over, and we arranged it, and they had no idea whatsoever.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good surprise. Yeah.
And they're still.
And it's really good to, you know, have those kind of, you can fly halfway well, halfway across the world. You can fly, you know, to New Jersey, drive to someone's friend's house, turn up at their friend's house, and your friends that you've been out, we'd been out there, what, I think 3 or 4 times before we turned up. Yeah, maybe even more than that. Always been, you know, fantastic, always put us up. You know, absolutely the most fantastic hosts, and we just turned up, and you know,
surprise?
It was like now you need to take some time off and entertain us for the next 3 days, which was good. But then me and Gemma went off.
They didn't think that they would see me through my pregnancy. Yeah, so it was a really nice surprise, and we didn't stay there
the whole week. Me and Gemma had a little bit of a road trip, which was really, really nice. We went to Atlantic City. Stayed in that posh hotel in Atlantic City.
Had a beautiful massage.
Yeah, you did.
That surprised me.
And then we drove to, where do we? Oh, we stayed in New York as well, did we? We stayed in the Bronx. Oh my God, that was interesting. The Bronx. Had a trip. But actually, I don't know many people. I'm sure they're out there, but you know, you was what, 7 months, 8 months?
Stay in the Bronx.
7 months. 7 months pregnant. It's quite an expensive holiday.
I was joking.
It was a nice. So yeah, we stayed at this converted opera house in the Bronx.
The hotel was phenomenal. It really was nice, but it was in the Bronx. So when you left the front door,
it was like the Warriors. Yeah. The film, The Warriors, and you know there was like all these gangs running around, and it was quite scary. Do you remember that? There was like an off license next door, and you kind of went in through the door. And you couldn't actually take anything. It was a cage. You was in the cage.
I don't think you went in through the door. Pregnant. I think that was a different vacation.
No, that was the day. And you went in through the cage, and you had to pick, because you was pregnant when we was going over Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're getting mixed up because we've had. But we went in this. There was this off license. Liquor store, forget about it. And you went in, and basically, you were in the cage.
You had to kind of, it was like out.
In England, the best example would be like your 24-hour petrol station when you go up to the counter. You go, "All right, mate, okay, I'll have a ginsters, please. Yeah, okay, I'll have a ginsters." And then the bloke would go and get the ginsters and come back, and then you kind of go, "Oh, I'll have a Dr. Pepper as well." And he'd get pissed off because he'd have to go back and get the Dr. Peppers. But it was like that. It was this kind of whole cage, where you had to select what you wanted, like nachos or wine or whatever it was. And I probably wouldn't stay in the Bronx again.
No.
I must admit. But you know, every place has its good places and a bad place.
So we drove to
the Bronx, stayed in the Bronx for one night, went round New York for one day, drove down to New Jersey, and then we went New Jersey to Atlantic City.
We didn't stay in New York first of all, did we?
Yeah.
We have to come back to that, because I really don't think we did. I really don't believe.
You was pregnant. Your head wasn't in things, Jen. You were 6 months pregnant.
100%. But I believe that we flew. We literally got off the plane and went straight to New Jersey, spent three or four days with them, went to Atlantic City.
I wasn't 6 months pregnant, vulnerable as you was 6 months. you know, clearly your mind was a bit messed up. So, you know, you have to trust me when I'm saying this is how it works.
I've got to trust you sometime in my life. Yeah.
So anyway, so that was our American holiday in March, and then March, April,
May.
So what were the last... So when did you give up work? When was that?
I would say probably... I've got no idea. So middle of March? No, middle of April.
And then you basically slept till May, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah. I tried to walk. I went into labour at 34 weeks, spent the whole weekend in the thingy. They stopped my...
What's the thing?
In hospital.
Oh, we had a few false alarms, didn't we?
One.
Was it one?
Yeah.
I thought it was two.
No, we had one false alarm, and we spent the whole weekend in Basildon Hospital, and then I was driving up because...
I've got one thing to say about that. I think there should be a system that if If you're preg- if your other half's pregnant and they go into labour and you have to go into hospital and they go into labour,
you get free parking.
You should, yeah, shouldn't you? You should.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
The amount that it cost us in parking.
Like 80 quid or something. Yeah, it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah, but every time I went in to get a scan, it was like £3 or £3.10 in Southend. So, like, bless my nana, she actually gave me like £20 in pound coins just to help me through that I kept in my bag. It cost us an absolute fortune.
It's a nonsense. And I'm not, you know, my job has been enforcing parking and other things for 20 odd years. And I know that there are some people, I got meetings and seminars, and oh, you know, if you didn't charge parking, then everyone would just, it would just be a free for all and they wouldn't go and park near it. No one's going to park at Basildon Hospital and walk to the station. They ain't going to do it. No. The only thing that is at Basildon Hospital is Basildon Hospital.
Yeah.
There's people who are dying, people who are ill. Doctors or nurses treating people who are dying or people who are ill. It's just, it cost me.
It cost us.
I'm digressing. I'm getting on my horse about parking.
You are, but it did cost us.
It did cost a fair few. First time we went in,
I think I was in Friday.
Did you have drugs that time? That was, yeah, you did. I remember that first weekend.
I hated it. I really didn't like it, and I was on gas and air. And then they managed to stop my. They managed to stop my contractions, and then we were out because we needed a full shop. So I was like, come on, let's go out. And he was like, well, where do you want to go? And I was like, let's go to Battlesbridge because it's like beautiful. Both me and John love antiques, and I was like heavily pregnant. And we literally got out of the car. We probably walked. I don't know whether you guys are familiar with Battlesbridge, but you sort of park through and there's like different spots.
Gems, no one's listening. It's fine.
Okay. But I was trying to explain just in case this ever went on air. But there's all these...
Because anyone other than you and me listen to this? Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Could be the start of something new.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get it out there.
I was getting it.
I was getting.
When people go like you, it's only Americans on podcast go. You guys. Say you guys again. Hang on. Say you guys again. Say it.
Who me?
Yeah. Say you guys.
You guys. So, there's all these there's a really tall building with all these. Inner shops, if that makes sense.
No,
and there's
all different.
I don't really care what you think.
But it's like a big barn.
Yeah.
Full of antiques.
It's not a big barn. There's something else, but there's loads of like outhouses, which are barns, there's potentially probably about 20, 30 shops, all in like the remit of Battlesbridge, but you have to go in and you have to find them.
It's a place that sells antiques.
It's lovely.
It's a place that sells antiques.
Yeah, it's a place that... So I got out of the car, I walked through the car park.
Lasted about 30 seconds.
I literally lasted about 30 seconds and I was like waddling like a duck and I was in pain and I said, mate, I can't do this. And he was like, and he just looked at me as if, because we'd literally driven probably about 25 minutes ago to Battlesbridge. We got back in the car and I was like, right, let's just go to Tesco's. He was like, we're not going to Tesco's. If you can't walk round Battlesbridge, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a deal. I will get a granny mobile if you allow us to go to Tesco's, because there's certain things I need in Tesco's that I know that you're not going to get correctly. And he looks at me and he's like,
wild assumption there.
Pardon?
Wild assumption that I might not have got the right stuff.
You wouldn't have. You never do. Unless I particularly write the brand, the name and everything that I want.
And send me a photo. Yeah.
Exactly. So there was me, 34 plus 5.
I think they were lady things.
Probably.
They were like panty pads the size of pillows, weren't they?
No, they were the ultra thin ones. They were amazing. So, and I will like big them up. So I was like 34 plus 5 weeks pregnant. There's a picture.
Why don't you say 39?
34. I've never been 39. I birthed at 35 plus 5. I was 34 plus 4 plus 5.
But 35 plus 5 is 40.
No, 35 plus weeks 4 plus 5 days.
Oh, days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knob jock. So there was picture, like I went up to the customer service and I was like, look, I need to do a shop, but there's no way I can walk around. Can I have a granny mobile, please? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Embarrassing.
It was fucking hilarious. It bibbed when you reversed and everything. I was going up and down the aisles while Mason was looking. I was having so much fun, and he was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And and then I went shopping again afterwards.
I had to go to, unfortunately, I had to go to a funeral in Glasgow. Was that between the two? So you came out of the hospital on the...
I came out of hospital on the Sunday. We went to Battlesbridge, couldn't do Battlesbridge. We went to Tesco's. We'd done a full shop in Tesco's. Then on, unfortunately...
Yeah, so someone, on the Tuesday. Someone, was that on the Tuesday?
Someone dear to us passed.
So I had to go to Glasgow on the Tuesday?
Mace had to go to Glasgow. Everything was fine. On the Wednesday night, I picked him and Bozzer up, one of his friends, from the airport.
Hammered.
Absolutely hammered. He asked me to get a bottle of wine for them on the way home with two wine glasses.
If you ever have a friend... No, that's not right. If you ever have someone that you don't like die in Glasgow, still go to their funeral if they get buried in Glasgow, because, man alive, they can do a funeral. I didn't actually think we would get on the flight back. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I was actually quite amazed that Gemma was... So, yeah, she'd been in hospital all weekend, and God bless her, came and picked her...
Wednesday night, picked him up.
Yeah, came and picked us up with a bottle of wine.
With a bottle of wine. We had my...
Drank wine all the way home. That's it.
My car...
Oh, God, man.
My car needed a service, and it was going to run out of MOT. No, it was going to... Yeah, it was going to run out of an MOT whilst I was... pregnant, because I knew that I was having a section. I was like, I booked it in, so I was going to book it in for the Friday. I was booked
the car or the section?
The car. So my elective section was booked in for the Monday. So I thought, yeah, I'll be able to push it.
So basically, you got your car service, then you got your baby service.
My car.
Because you've never mixed them up.
Yeah.
Went to the garage and.
I drove to Mum's on the Friday night, ready to put my car. No, was it on the... No, on the Thursday night, ready for my car to go in for the service on the Friday. And I was literally Thursday night, I was driving down the A130, and they've got like a number of bridges as you go down the road. And there was a massive delay. I was there for about 2 hours, and no word of a lie, my contraction started. And I was literally writing down the names of the bridges and how far in between my contractions were, just in case I had to go into labour and phone an ambulance so they knew exactly where I was. I managed to get to Mum's. I cooked them fajitas. I was in so much pain. I went to bed. Mum's like, why don't you go to bed?
What's them fajitas?
Mum and Colin fajitas.
Oh, you cooked them?
I cooked them. Yeah, I cooked Mum and Colin fajitas.
It was like name then of a fajita. Like
I went to bed. I managed to watch EastEnders on my laptop. And I think I had about half an hour's sleep. I heard Mum and Colin go to bed, and the contractions were just getting, they were just increasing, increasing, increasing.
Always used to call them contractions, by the way.
Oh, whatever.
You did.
Oh, so then
you always used to call them contractions.
Contractions.
You did.
I'm not a child.
You've been professional now, but you all the way through your pregnancy, you've like, oh, contraptions.
Contraptions. So, I phoned up the hospital, and they were like, look, take some paracetamol, have a bath, do this, do that, try and prop yourself up.
Don't forget to pick your car up.
Well, I sent him a text message, and it was like, there might be a situation where I might be going into labour tomorrow, so I'm going to leave my keys on the back wheel of my car in front of my mum's drive at the time. If you don't hear anything from it, just take my car and just get it serviced for me. And then that night, it was probably about midnight, and the contractions were getting increasingly...
Contractions.
Oh, shut up. They were increasing, and I phoned up the hospital, and the hospital was like, no, you better come in. Wow. So I can remember going into...
So what date was that, do you remember?
The 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah, it was the 5th.
5th of May.
Yeah, 5th of May. So I can remember going into Mum's room, rubbing her arm. I was like, Mum, we've got to go.
Time? What time was it?
About 11:30-ish.
And I was here?
You were here with Dan and Alfie.
Wow.
And I was over Mum's, and I rubbed Mum's
arm
in her bed.
You have definitely got a better memory than I have.
I rubbed Mum's arm, and I was like, Mum, I think it's time to go to bed. And she woke up, and she was like, she just beaming smile. She's like, really? Is it time? I was like, yeah. And I said, right, we need to go to my house to pick up my bag. And I popped to the toilet and I could tell, obviously, I was in labour at that time. And Mum was like, no, we need to go straight to the hospital.
Right. Straight to Basildon.
Straight to Basildon. And we went straight to Basildon. We phoned you up en route. We had to speak to Laura and Laura picked up Alfie. And yeah. And
yeah, so that,
we
that
were,
was,
ready, we were
yeah.
ready to go.
Yeah. Bags were all packed.
Bags were all packed. You had to pick them up and you had to drop them off. And yeah. And we stayed the night and things got progressively.
Yeah, I think that's for another episode. Yeah. So yeah. So can you believe we've been speaking for 50 minutes? Can you believe that? Can you believe it?
I love this. I want to do more.
Well, maybe we can. So maybe we can listen back to this. If we like it, we can...
tweak it and see, just...
Or maybe do it again.
You'll probably be fast-forwarding it all the way through, whoever listens to it, because it's just a load of rambled shit online.
No, I don't know. I think it is something that people will find interesting. I think between us...
It's still a bit of banter and pieces.
You know, so... I am going to sign off for the first podcast that I've ever done on this new kit.
Oh, please don't do that. So fucking embarrassed. He's actually written it down so he actually knows what one's what.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, Star, what's the point of buying the gear if you can't use the... What else was...
He's bought the gear with no idea.
What's that? Like a birdie, I suppose.
I'm surprised he hasn't got one saying, irons.
Oh, no, I can do that.
Yeah, I know.
I just need to play around with it a little bit more. Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
We really appreciate it. To be fair, it's been a lot of fun just talking shit and just reminiscing about our life. And
I think in future episodes, if you're expecting twins or you've just had twins or you've had twins
much,
a long time ago,
as
you
much
might
sleep
you
as
might
you can beforehand.
Yeah, you might understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's
good.
So signing off, this is good night from John and this is good night from
Gemma. Yeah. Good night, babes.
Cheers, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. I really enjoyed that.